Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 16th day of Iyar Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Shavis, Perek Revi, Mishnah Shlishi. Chochrin Nirin Min Hagoyim Bashvis. A Jew is allowed to receive or take over a land from Goyim under a lease arrangement where the Yid has to pay the Goy a fixed amount of produce per year as the lease payment. And even though this land has been ploughed in the Shemitah year in order to sow it in the Mitzoy Shviz, after Shviz, and if that is the case, then the Yisrael, the Jew, is encouraging the Goyim to plough it in Shviz. That's not an issue, not a problem, because Goyim don't have a mitzvah of resting, of leaving the ground free of Shviz Esaretz. Avolim Israel, but it is forbidden for a Jew to take on a leases of fields that were ploughed in the Shemitah year, where the fields are owned by Yidden, because that would be encouraging them to do an Issa. Umachzikim Yidei Goyim Bashvis, one is allowed to encourage Goyim, and when you see them working their fields in the Shemitah year, you're allowed to say, good on you, and may you have success, etc. But if Chas V'Shalom, a Jew, is doing it by Avera, he's doing an Avera by ploughing his field on Shemitah year, then you're not allowed to encourage him or show him any sign of encouragement whatsoever. Now, some of Farshim learn that our Mishnah doesn't have to tell us that, and under normal circumstances, it's quite obvious you're not allowed to encourage people doing Avera. But the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, some say, that we're talking here about a time where even when it was permitted for the Yidden to do the work on their fields in Shemitah, and that was when the Roman government or the government of the time had forbidden them to stop work on the fields. Even then, you're not allowed to encourage a Jew under those circumstances to be successful in their job, because it would show that you're happy about not getting the opportunity to do the mitzvah. And finally, says the Mishnah, V'shoylin b'shloimon b'din p'nei darkashol. One is allowed to greet Goyim in all days, or any time of the year, just out of darkashol, to keep the peace. The Bavli explains that it goes without saying that you can greet them, because if you can even encourage them to do work on their fields in Shemitah year, for sure you can say hello and greet them nicely. But the Mishnah, the Chiddush here, the Mishnah, says the Gemara, is that even on the day of their Chag, in the day of their festivals, when they have parties for Avodah Zarah, you might think, well, maybe I can't say hello to them then. Yes, Mipnei Darkas Sholem, to keep the peace, you can greet them as well. Mishnah Dalet. Hamedol Vazesim, a person who is thinning out the number of trees, olive trees, in the Shemitah year. He's taking out one or two trees between a bunch of olive trees that are too squashed. And he does them so that they'll be able to grow bigger and with more space around them. Beis Shammai Yomrim Yogoim. Beis Shammai says, when you take out these olive trees, Yogoim means you should cut down the trunk flush with the ground, but leave the trunk in the ground, leave the fruits there. Otherwise, if you pull the roots out, it looks like you're fixing your field on Shemitah. They say, no, you're even allowed to pull it out, the roots and the whole trunk. Because since you're only pulling out a few trees here and there, it doesn't look like you're fixing your field. Umoidim bet beisil greet a beishamai, that you can't pull out a number of trees, b'machlik. When you're pulling out a number of trees, machlik means you're making an empty space without trees there. That, even Basil agree, you can't do it Achiyogoim until he makes sure to leave the trunk inside and just cut it down flush with the ground level. Because then, when you're talking about a number of trees, keep making a clearing by pulling out the roots, that looks like raises suspicion that the person is preparing the ground for sowing. Says the Mishnah, Ezehu Mehamedel, what is the definition of Meidel, which we say you're allowed to do, according to Beis Hillel, even to pull out the roots, Eichad or Shnayim, if you're pulling out only one or two trees. What is Hamachlik? machlik, which even Beisil will say you're not allowed to do, shloshel zeh b'tzad zeh, when you're pulling out three trees next to each other. B'medavarim amurim, when do we say that making a clearing, pulling out a number of trees, it also to do so? This is all mitoch shaloi. This is in if it's in his own property. Pulling out trees from his own property, so that can raise suspicion. Avol mitoch shal chaveroi, but when he's pulling out the trees from his friend's property, olive trees, afla machalik yishorish, then even a person who's leaving, pulling out a number of trees, which was going to leave a nice empty block, even then, even so, you're allowed to pull out even with the roots. There's no chash, there's not a fear that people are going to suspect that you're fixing your ground, because it's not the way for people to fix the field. People don't go around fixing your friend's field in such a way. And people will know that he's just doing it because he needs the timber, firewood or whatever.